Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
A couple of notes I wanted to get to here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. It looks like D'Amico Ryans has emerged as the favorite for the Texans job. They'll meet next week after the game, this weekend. And they're in love with him. He's expected to meet them at some point. There is mutual interest. If all goes well, he could be their next head coach, according to Ian Rappaport. And somebody said that his wife is from Houston. And so I don't know if that matters. You know, I really don't know how much that matters.
I mean, it makes sense. He met her
yeah.
when he was playing for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, maybe so. I have a lot of questions, man, about the Texans job if I'm interviewing for that, no matter what. Like, you always want to feel like you're the guy that can change it. You know, I think I can go in there and make this happen. And, you know, I'll be very honest. Mike, Kevin, and I, when we got here, I always go back to this. Our producer at the time, we just met him. His name was Waddle. And I walked in with a shirt, and it was from the A-Team. And I always loved that shirt. I thought it was a cool shirt. But I said, you see this shirt? That's what our goal is. We're planning to be the A-Team. We're not just going to be a weekend show for the rest of our lives. And we got lucky along the way as things went along. But we did have this mentality of, man, we want to be part of what makes the 105.3 the brand what it is. And that's, I hope that the Tolos agree that we've done that part of the job as we've come in here on every day, except for Kevin for the last 2 days, who has suffered a very significant throat injury.
Yeah, the sadness of the Cowboy season being over.
Yeah, that two things combined, I think that was just too much.
Did he text you?
No, he hasn't texted me.
He didn't text me.
He hasn't texted anybody. Yeah. Derek even texted the group. Derek Holland said he texted the whole group. And guess what? Kevin didn't text back to Derek Holland.
Yeah. Well, boys, he emailed me.
What?
Yes.
Did he email you audio and he's like, hey, get this for Monday?
The Tony Khan interview that we had last week, his team wanted the interview.
Interesting.
So I was looped into an email chain to get that to him. So yeah, he's emailing me.
For personal interest.
Yeah.
Because he's a huge wrestling
fan. What
a
shame.
And he had personal interest in that interview getting into Tony Khan's hands. Very, very interesting, the people Kevin will communicate with when he wants to, and the people that he won't. Mike, are you reading the text that Derek sent moments ago?
Yeah, that Derek got sick because he was hanging with Kevin.
Yeah, because they were hanging out together during breaks. And so maybe that's how it got passed around. But yeah, again, I have lots of questions if I want to be there. That's another thing. But also, Mike, I don't know if you saw this.
Real quick, go ahead. The Texans.
Yeah.
I would love that job.
Why?
I'm probably going to get to pick my quarterback. Which
like
means
select that person?
At number two. I get to probably get my guy. And so I get freedom that usually you don't get fired if you have a rookie quarterback your first year. Now I get if you start doing things in the club and wherever Fingers Magoo was at,
his
name?
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer. Like, yeah, I get that you can get fired if you're him. But I would say that I got him, and then I have a pick at 12. So I can get a wide receiver I love. I can get a defensive guy that I'm going to build around. Then I pick again at 34. And so I just start looking at it, and I go, man, I have three picks in the top 30, and I should say 33 because it still says, you know, with the 21st pick, the Miami Dolphins forfeit. So everybody kind of moves up. So literally you're picking 1, 12, and 33. And that's a lot of young talent I can start building around right there. Now, I get what you're talking about is the franchise and the ownership and what they're going to do.
In the last 3 years, they've had four different coaches.
Yeah.
And that's so, and obviously it was the Crennel O'Brien year where they're like, bro, O'Brien, we've had enough of you.
But I'm DeMarco, I just feel like I can.
D'Amico, do
quite a bit there.
I just don't want to be another name thrown into it that's just kind of a casualty of the Texans. That's my, like, I want, you know, Lovie Smith, I don't think he got the fair shake on that thing, man. They were a bad team. They didn't have talent. He's a good coach. That's
they
why
never, they never hired him to be the,
exactly.
It was that was not a hire for any type of long term. By the way,
the same thing with Culley too.
In the third round, they have the second and 10th pick in the third round.
So this is a really good opportunity to really put a good team together for Ryan's if that does work out. Here's the other one, Mike. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
Got a concussion, watching football.
Remains in concussion protocol.
So I forgot to say
And he won't participate in the Pro Bowl games next week. I don't know if he's like, hey, I'm still in concussion protocol, so I don't have to. Or if this is like, this seems significant.
There was a play where Trevor Lawrence got smoked in the game. And he has a core, abs, and he has a neck. And Tua, I don't know if it's core and I don't know if it's neck strength. But at no point, I mean, Trevor Lawrence got pushed the F down, and he kept his core tight, and he kept his chin tucked. His head stayed a good foot away from popping back. And that's when you watch stuff like that, you're like, that play right there concusses to a T 100% of the time. He can't, he either his core strength and slash neck strength, his head's going to pop back and hit the ground. And then he's concussed, and now he's out of the game. So I don't know what to do with that, because I guess I would say we got to get on some sort of when your head's right, and we got to get on some sort of core strength and neck strength program that 31 other quarterbacks don't deal with your situation. They're able to keep their head from popping back most of the time.
I wouldn't say 31 because, I mean, Troy Aikman and Steve Young also suffered bad concussions.
You need to go watch. Go do me a favor. Go watch the 92, 93, and 94 playoff games and see. You'd be like, oh, my God, there's 73 personal fouls in this game.
And most of the time, it could have been on receivers, too.
I would say go watch 93 because Troy Aikman takes a knee to the helmet, and he is out of the game. And then watch what they do to Bernie Kosar the first three plays. You'd be like, oh, my God, there needs to be ejections in this game.
Yeah.
Because they were wanting – Jason Garrett in the game really bad at that point.
Yeah, I don't know. I just find this interesting and significant. And this is, I don't know how many more of these injuries he can take or should take. And if you're a doctor, can you really like sit there and say, hey, man, get back out there and go play football after this season alone? Not even the other stuff that was going on.
But if you're a doctor and he does all the tests and he passed all the tests, what do you say? You say, well, his neck is soft and his abs are soft, but he passed everything. Brain-wise, he passed everything I just put him through. He's not concussed, and brain-wise, it seems to be going okay right now.
Well, and I guess that is the thing of like trying to measure, okay, we have decided that after 6 concussions, this is the cutoff point, or after 2 and we don't even know what he did in college. You know, you have no clue in college if he ever had one of these moments pop up as well that went just kind of swept under the rug and all those things. So I do wonder at the doctors what their level is of we've seen too much, and as opposed to, all right, our tests say that you've made it this week and you can go out there and play. I was looking at some mock drafts, as Kevin loves mock drafts.
I'm on a mock draft right now.
You're on, what are you mock drafting for the Mavericks?
No, I went to Tankathon. They have both. Let's see.
Who do you got? So I've seen two different ones from CBS Sports.
Now I'm confused. Are the Cowboys picking? I saw they said they're picking 26th on ESPN, but are they picking 27th?
I have 27th on both of these, on both from CBS Sports. And I don't know if either one of these
that
has
to be right. Because I thought they were picking 27th too. And then I saw on ESPN they're picking 26th, but they are picking 27th. So I need to make sure that I say 27th from now on.
And for anybody that wants Bijan Robinson, because that is the name. 877-881-1053. Text in who you want us to take looks at. I'm going to go take a lot of looks. My son's going to help me out with some of this as well. Names that we need to know.
I want Jalen Carter.
For anybody that wants Bijan Robinson, they have him going to the Ravens at 23. And on the other one, oh, man, they have him going even higher. So, like, that's...
I have him 19 on Tankathon.
You have him at 19?
Yeah.
And, they have him in the Eagles at 32 on the other one. I don't know if he'd make it past the Cowboys, honestly. I don't know if he'll get there, but I don't know if he would make it past them at that point. Who did you say you want?
I was teasing. I was saying I want Jalen Carter, who might be the number one overall pick, the defensive lineman from Georgia.
Okay. All right. I am in the vein of if we want to add some more defense, let's go ahead and do that. I know this offense needs some things. They need an offensive. They need a weapon at wide receiver, which, by the way, Quentin Johnston is anywhere on the board right now out of TCU, if that's the kind of big kind of 6'4", 215-pound receiver
you always
want.
Quarterbacks and wide receivers are the two that go higher than everybody thinks. So when you see a mock draft, this one has Quentin Johnston going number 9. But I feel like if you look at the history of the last 5 years, maybe even more in the NFL, every time you see a mock of wide receivers, they always end up going higher than you think. Now, obviously, CeeDee Lamb fell, and that was a shock.
Uh-huh.
To the Dallas Cowboys, that's like, whoa, 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 a dude that we had as kind of ranked as the 10th best player in this draft has fallen to 17. We're jumping on this. But it just seems like when you just look at the history of the NFL recently, quarterbacks number 1 go higher than you think. And then number 2, wide receivers usually go higher than you think.
By the way, Zach Wolchuk did tweet out, are you for or against load management in the NBA? And most people have replied, Mike, that they hate it. So I just wanted to let you know that you are not alone out there in the world. I have a lot of different options. I saw one pick by one mock draft, and then I sent you a video. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the kid. Drew Sanders, the linebacker out of Arkansas. And look, I don't know what their needs are, but if they want to replace Leighton Vander Esch and say we can't pay that guy, we have to draft, man, Arkansas would be a great place for Jerry and Steven to get a selection from. I went and watched him. He's 6'5", 233 pounds. Now, these aren't measured and combined yet. Those will actually, you know, run up as we get those numbers.
Drew Sanders?
Drew Sanders. Okay. He's a linebacker. He's the 29th ranked prospect. And his position rank, he's the 4th best linebacker prospect. I was watching him. I was like, dude, this guy's fast. This guy can get, you know, can really get up on a tackle. He's good in coverage. He had some moments where he had some interceptions. I haven't seen any of the bad stuff yet. But that's an interesting name that I had not heard since everybody's been on Bijan Bijan Robinson track since Mel Kiper threw that out there the other day. It makes sense. Ezekiel Elliott's tired. Tony Pollard, you have the injury, plus how much do you want to pay him? It would make sense for the Cowboys to go ahead and make that kind of move. But I don't know that it's going to happen. I also don't trust Mel Kiper that much. I don't put a lot of stock into the Mel Kiper group. I have a couple of guys. I have one here for sure that I trust a lot in his top in his big board and everything. So I really do admire what Brian Broaddus puts in whenever he puts in all of his work. That's a good one. But man, Mike, you brought up a position earlier of need, and that was cornerback. And you think that the Cowboys are going to go after a cornerback?
I would say one of their first two picks will be a cornerback.
The name I keep seeing kind of in that range is Joey Porter Jr. So this is Joey Porter's son. He plays cornerback at Penn State. So if you want to find anything out about him, I'm sure you could just ask Micah what he knows, because he loves Penn State so much still to this day. That name keeps popping up. I've done like the Pro Football Focus, mock draft simulator, and every single time Joey Porter Jr. lands in my lap, and I'm like, all right, I guess I'm taking this cornerback. And obviously that has something to do with their algorithm and the way that it's set up and everything, but that cornerback right there, I'm going to go put my eyeballs on him this weekend so I can kind of get an idea of what he brings. But he's 6'2", 194 pounds, and people absolutely love that guy. A lot of people are already saying, man, he's going to go a lot higher than where the Cowboys are.
He's on Tankathon number 10.
Yeah.
He's picked 10.
I have him at 17-1, and I have him like below 22 in another one. So like there's lots of, you know, that's one of those names you might have to move up, and that's the question you're going to have this year. Will the Cowboys take a risk of moving up or do what they typically do and just stay put? Coming up next, let's hit some Mike Likes It. Let's see if Mike has some betting options. I have some wide receiver props, but everybody's waiting for Masterpiece of the Week. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when they hurt you. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel. The consultation is always free. Visit truckwreck.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, I promise we will get into some Masterpiece of the Week as Joey is... It looks like he's still furiously preparing Masterpiece of the Week right now as he's getting ready for it. You think there's a chance it might not actually go off without a hitch today, Mike?
It is the best segment in all of radio.
You think so? Wow, yeah. that's interesting. I like
Howard
that.
Howard Stern wishes
he could get that one.
This segment.
I agree.
And just a little tease, lots of moms.
MILF.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of MILF action, yeah. All right, so I just saw this, by the way, Mike. I don't know why I wasn't paying attention to this. Sunday, January 29th, from 1 to 2 at Kroger in North Richland Hills, Mitch Garver and Josh Young. Is that awesome to you?
Very awesome.
All right. Now
I'm hoping Mitch is it's going to be interesting how healthy he is.
So would you go out to North Richland Hills then to go see Josh Young and Mitch Garver?
I'm very much against North Richland Hills for a very private reason.
Okay. All right. What about this? Sunday, January 29th, from 1 to 2, same time, at Kroger in the Colony, Andrew Heaney and Jacob DeGrom.
No way.
That's what it says, yeah. Jacob DeGrom is out there doing the Rangers stuff, man. How'd they convince him of that? That's awesome.
And I'd just be afraid of running into somebody at North Richland Hills. I wouldn't want to see.
Okay, I got you. I understand that. But the Colony, everything's clear in the Colony for you?
Yes, and love the North Richland Hills Police Department. Thank you very much for your service.
All right, fantastic stuff. All right, Mike, let's hit a couple of things, a couple different things here. Betting with Bassick.
Yeah.
Where, I don't even care about
Kevin's
me.
Kevin's 4-0.
I have to go take out a personal loan. So
Kevin's 4-0 in the playoffs.
All right.
So he is now up $60. So going into the playoffs, he was down 20. He's up 60. So now it's up to me to bet.
You have one bet on the line. So he understands that you get your bet, right?
He doesn't have to bet. But here's the deal. I don't – now that Patrick Mahomes looks like Giannis in the playoffs a few years ago, and it doesn't matter what we saw. Kansas City is now favored again. So they were favored, then they went really quickly to underdogs, and now I click on it right now. Kansas City is favored by one at home.
They were underdogs. And they went back to underdogs this morning even more. So I don't know what changed later in the day today, Mike.
Okay. That being said, here's the tough part. I am going to root for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is my favorite player in the NFL. As much as I love on Trevor Lawrence, he's my second. Patrick Mahomes is my first. But I'm not going to bet on Kansas City. I just feel like Cincinnati is just playing great football. They destroyed Buffalo. I am going to take, for $30, so in a weird bet, $30, I'm going to take the Bengals. So I'm going to give him Kansas City at -1 to cut it in half because I don't love this game. And the other one, am I really going to do this? It's never happened in the history of football.
I think Bobby Belt, who claims to be undefeated this year in his bets, said that he couldn't, like, he didn't want to pick the Bengals Chiefs game. He was like, that one, I don't know, have a good pulse on.
For another $30.
Oh my gosh.
I am going to go ahead and hope that the rookie gets it done and makes the Super Bowl. I know that the 49ers didn't play great against the Cowboys, but you can't take last game into this game. It's a brand new game. The Cowboys took almost nothing offensively from Tampa to San Francisco. And honestly, yeah. San Francisco took almost nothing against Seattle into the next week. It's a brand new game. I think these are very close games. I do think we're going to have a very fun Sunday of football now that we've gotten to Friday. I am excited about watching these games on Sunday. I am going to go ahead and take the points. I'm going to take the 49ers +2.5. Crazy of me to take a rookie quarterback. Never happened. None of them have ever gone to the Super Bowl in the history of football. But I am going to take the 49ers +2.5. And also, that's who I'm rooting for. I just can't root for Philadelphia. I can't. I didn't root for him in the Super Bowl. I'm not Kevin. You know, I don't hate Tom Brady that much. I don't hate any player that much in the NFL to start rooting for the Eagles.
A couple of things I wanted to ask you about. Oh, there was something that Mike McCarthy said. I wanted to get your thoughts just real quick. I don't have audio on this. I don't remember him.
You don't want to bet.
No, I'm again, personal.
These aren't easy bets. I don't have a good feel for these games because of Mahomes might be healthy.
I also, I have a bad taste in my mouth from some of my bitter losses that I was like, man, that one really, I thought that was going to be better. Mike McCarthy said yesterday, because you just said something that made me think about what he said, was he said a lot of people get caught up in the idea of carrying over from last year to next year. And he was like, we start over next year. And that's something I've never really thought, like, hey, now you reboot. You don't just start where you were.
Yeah.
You start next year. Now you're like, okay, where are you? Where are you, Dak? How are you physically feeling? Jayron Kearse, we know you were injured last year at this point. Where are you and where are you in the recovery? And so you're rebooting every year in that mindset. And did you look at it that way when you were playing? Was that each year was new, or did you carry some of that weight from other seasons with you?
I think you carry a little bit of your team success or team failure into the next year. So for the Cowboys, they had a successful season. It hurts. In the end, it hurts. It stings. But they've had now 2 years of 24 wins. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful, but you know that this kind of core group can win. And when you're Jacksonville going into last year, you're like, man, we're horrible. I'm hoping we're better. We're a little bit more mature, hopefully. We do have a premium pick and the #1 overall pick coming in on defense. We have a new coaching staff. But I think like, Jacksonville winning, I can't remember what it was, 8 of their last 9 games or 9 of their last 10 games, not including their last loss. So if you want to go 8 of 10 or whatever, I think you go in going, hey, we can win now and we expect to win now. But if you just go in going, we are going to win,
right, yeah,
then you are in trouble. And if you go into it going, we are going to lose, you're even in more trouble.
Yeah, no, it's that, like, you show up one day and you're really good at something and you're like, man, I put in a lot of work last week to do it. I'm going to put that work in again this week. Yeah. And then you do it again. You're like, awesome. I don't necessarily have to put in that work this time. Yeah. And then you find out you did. And that's where I think that mindset of restarting. But again, this is where I think McCarthy's done a pretty good job, is getting all the guys to believe the same message. Hopefully they can get to next year in the playoffs and believe that same message and grow further. Because Kevin has this, you know, we talk about the Andrew Luck, the natural progression. You win this, you go on to the NFC Championship, then you get to the Super Bowl. Well, it doesn't always work like that for a lot of people. All right, and I wanted to hit these props real quick, Mike. If you're going to bet on these things this year.
Oh, I'm going to bet against you on it.
Definitely bet against me. Over under, Deebo Samuel, 4.5 receptions against the Eagles.
How many did he have last week? 3?
I think, yeah, it was in not many yards. Like, not many yards at all.
4.5. I'd have to click on. I'd want to do a little bit more research on what does he usually average. He had 4 catches for 45 yards against the Cowboys. He only had 56 receptions all year, so I'd lean under.
Okay, yeah, and injuries did play a part in that. All right, then go ahead and type in A.J. Brown as you're preparing for this. A.J. Brown, over under, 4.5 receptions. He hasn't eclipsed this number in the last 3 games, but the targets have been there for A.J. Brown. But in the last 3 games, he hasn't gotten more than 4 receptions.
Man, these are good numbers because against the Cowboys, 4 catches. Against, I'm looking at Deebo Samuel still. Against Seattle, 6 catches. So, right, they're right on that.
Yeah, right in that area.
4.5, what do you think? And I'm sure for A.J. Brown, you just mentioned – Some stuff there. I'm going to lean under, but I don't like these bets either way. Let me ask you this. Do you think it's going to be a high scoring or low scoring game in the NFC Championship?
I think it's going to be a defensive game, kind of similar to what we saw last week. But I think there's going to be a couple explosive plays, but I don't think it's going to be, if it's more than 24 points, I'll be very surprised for both teams, like not both teams combined. And then here's this one, 6.5 receptions for Jamar Chase against Kansas City, over under.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Go ahead.
I will lean over just because I think he's a super stud.
He is averaging 8 catches in 3 career games against the Chiefs. So he's averaging 8
catches.
Does
it give each individual game? Because in that first game, didn't he have like 12 for 230 yards?
It does not give that information. But that is, yeah, he did have a pretty significant game there. All right, it is now time for everybody's favorite moment in radio. It's Masterpiece of the Week.
Howdy, fellas.
Hello.
How are you guys today?
Well, Joseph.
Perfect.
We were kind of shaken at first when we were watching Kevin writhe in pain over here throughout that last show.
It was tough. That's like his flu game, really.
But I think we were able to overcome it the last 2 days. We were able to put things together. Mm-hmm. Next man up kind of theory.
Yeah.
And Mike really killed it this week.
Yeah, I think
Friday, Mike.
I think we had a great finish to the week. Happy Friday to everybody out there.
Yes.
It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to play some of the funny clips that have been happening over the past couple weeks. And I want to start with this one because Mike mentioned, you know, just a little time ago about how, you know, Kevin isn't a big fan of Tom Brady, which we know. And then this happened following that. I believe it was sometime this week, and I don't think we really understood the gravity of the situation. What happened? What occurred?
He was really good at the quarterback sneak.
Yeah.
So I'll give him.
They couldn't see the football because it was so deflated. They couldn't figure
good
out where
point.
It was.
Good point. Good point. I do. Snap! Okay, I'm with you. If it's on Tom Brady, that's my new rule. I'll snap with you if it's on Tom Brady.
Easy.
Ooh, we got him.
Easy.
Kevin snapping with me, and then I got him sick, I guess.
Well.
Sick of me.
If
I tell him I'm out Monday, will he make sure to be in? He's like, yes.
I don't know. I mean, as severe as this throat injury is, we don't know exactly whether or not he'll be back Monday. We're hoping. Can I hear that snap part one more time? Because I can't tell whose was higher pitch, Mike's or Kevin's.
I think it was definitely Kevin, but here we go.
Figure
good
out where
point.
It was. You know what
good
I'm saying there?
Point. I do snap.
Ooh, that was awesome.
Great. Keep that one
double
around.
Snap.
Premium snaps.
Yeah. Let's go to this one. We have a good variety today.
Good. That's great.
How about Corey? This was just very interesting.
Okay.
If they make it next week, you'll do it, right?
Dude,
no. Why? That would jinx it.
I want to be very honest.
Oh, so you say no?
I appreciate Ballsack.
Okay. Well, hold on.
I did coach Ballsack last year.
The hell did you just say?
Hold on, there had to have been more than that. Like, I had to have kept talking after that. I was saying that I appreciate the speech that Coach Valsack gives, okay. I believe. I don't even know.
Fair enough. How about this one? Corey was, I believe, this is when you're back in a fight with your wife. And I thought this was an interesting take from Mike.
Oh, no.
And we weren't planning on a third child, and it wasn't her fault. I was there, too. I was part of that. Absolutely, I was. I remember that night,
too.
That's
good.
We had been out at Ocean Air, or Ocean Prime. What's the restaurant?
You know the exact Ocean Prime. Time you did it
that
to
night,
make the baby?
Yeah, I know this one specifically.
Mike was very interested.
You don't remember making any of your children?
No.
Were y'all ever like... Did you ever have the, hey, we're trying to have a kid? Because with Avery, we weren't trying. We were like, whatever happens, happens. And
only,
then we had a son.
Only MG at that point where we're ready to be parents.
Okay.
Then the other two, it just happened. Like, we were fine if we got pregnant. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen.
Just every day, lining it up, having fun.
Yeah, but
and
I wasn't like, all right, man. We just did that one. Like, that one made a baby. I don't know.
Snap. And that was like with age.
Is that what you said? Like after I was over, like, snap. Made a baby on that one, Adrian. I hope you're okay.
That I may have said something similar to that with Carter though, because she, not you, Carter. My son Carter. Because Carter was one of those that it was like I was getting ready to finish up at UNT, and she was like, okay, I'm ready for second child. And I was like, all right. So we were on schedules and stuff like that. And we did have a miscarriage in that time period too. And that was really tough, man. I know that experience and I know what that's like, but that was, that Carter was definitely the one where it was like, my son Carter, we had to focus. And so I do kind of remember being like, I think that's the one right there. I think that was significant for you. And our child, never mind.
This is the part where we get into the mom portion of our show.
Oh, yeah.
And in MILF manner, and, you know, Broadus, just take this one away.
Well, yeah. it was the smoky, raspy voice.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
It's that deal.
I'm looking for a young guy to hang out with. Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, their face surgeries
wait.
To me are horrible.
Oh, my God. Mike.
Did I do wrong there? I'm sorry.
No, but what about...
It's a little apology.
Hey. Watching that episode, I know exactly the one he's talking about.
Yes, I know her too.
So happy to be here.
She's 59 years old. I remember that. And I was like, I don't think any of them are going to want to sleep with you. And I remember that voice.
Joey, I think you're going to need to like get that clip a little more, a little tighter. Mm-hmm. And you're going to need it next Friday, I promise.
Okay.
All right, just make sure you have that around next Friday.
I'll keep that in the bank. this one was from Derek Holland, and Mike and him had the pleasure of going to speak to some high school baseball players. And, you know, Mike asked him, what do you want the kids to get out of it when you're talking to them?
What is your hope at the end of the conversation that we've had with these kids that you hope they get out of it?
Man, I hope they have hot moms.
That's about it.
Nice. I appreciate that's what he really said to that end?
Yes.
No, he said, no, I'm just joking right after that, I believe.
I don't know.
I
can't confirm
so.
Or deny.
All right.
A couple more here. How about another broadest one? He's just not about that life.
Somebody else is going down on that one. It's not me. I'm going to be in the command vehicle. I'm not going to let this thing jump from a tree and grab me and drag me up.
Yeah, no, definitely. Not on that one. Not on that one, but Broadus has other plans for
Tigers? Something about tigers, right?
Well, it was the leopard situation because we were really concerned. Fortunately, I got out of town that day. I was like, I'm getting out of here. I left to San Antonio.
And was the leopard...
I went to the zoo that weekend.
It was still just hanging out in the zoo, right?
Yeah, it was just hanging out near its habitat, actually. I think, was it in a tree near its habitat? Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, and I think Carter, you and I were kind of going back and forth on we're safe, finally, everything's going to be okay. It was great. Yeah, I got out of town. And then again, family said, let's go to the zoo. I was like, this is a terrible decision. What are we doing right now? Have you seen all these things getting out? Man, we had a
Can you imagine if you're at the zoo the day the gorilla got out?
No, I can't.
Because all it takes is like one thing, you're dead. At least with the leopard, It's a little, it's going to take a while. It's going to scratch you up and it's going to, you're going to have to get some stitches, but it's going to take a little bit of time to kill you.
Yeah.
The ape's going to take 1 second.
They can pick you up and just pull you apart real fast if they wanted to. Yeah. Snap you. Yeah. Or throw you in a tree. And all of a sudden, what? Done.
One more for you, fellas. One more nominee. This is from Derek Holland as well. And of course, it keeps on the same theme.
Let's get some moms out there and see how many sons they can
boink. I didn't even tell my wife about this yesterday because I was in.
Oh, my
God. Derek's trying to win.
Yeah, Derek gave it his best.
He really is getting into the game there. Is that it for us, Joey?
That's it for it. So that's what do you think? Yeah.
I'm going to go with the one of
Nothing really stood out, really did it. So this is going to be a tough one.
It's good, Joe. You did your best. You're like, Dwight, you know what? Dwight Powell's probably going to get 5 years and $55 million this offseason.
You really comparing me to Dwight Powell right now?
You know what?
I'll take it.
Hey, Dwight Powell has made a lot of money being a nice guy. I'm going to vote for that Derek one right there.
You like that Derek
one?
Not
the first Derek one, because that was just too blunt. This one had a little bit of nuance to it.
I liked the broadest mocking with the fries.
That was really good.
I'm going to go with that one.
I'm going to vote for that one, too, because, again,
I think
that one's going to make a replay next Friday as well.
There we go. Broadest is your masterpiece of the week.
Well, it was the smoky, raspy voice.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
It's that deal.
I'm looking for a young guy to hang out with. Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
their face surgeries just to me are horrible.
Oh, my God. Yes. Split that one into two.
No, but what about?
Okay.
Split that one into two different drops, and I guarantee, Joey, you will find a place to play that next week for sure.
I need to talk to plastic surgeons.
Uh-huh.
And I need to ask, who came up with this face and why do you keep doing it?
Yeah, well, is this the same face or is there a new face?
I guess women keep saying they want that face, but they should. I don't know. Is it the women? It's like, look, this is what we do to every woman. We do the exact same thing to their face and they seem to go with it.
You guys seem to love it.
Pull it as tight as possible.
I talked to my wife about it. She said, well, I mean, they're trying to look like Barbie. I said, well, they're failing at that. Like the doctor has taken the Barbie and tried to replicate it and done a pathetic job. And it seems like all these plastic surgeons are doing a pathetic job at that because Barbie's face does not look like that.
If you are a plastic surgeon out in the world, contact Mike on Twitter @MikeBassick.
There has to be, maybe the great ones just charge so much.
Yeah, and these are the cheap ones, and they're just like, hey, this is the dollar store brand of face you're going to get.
Yeah.
Good luck. All right, coming up next, let's chat with the fellows from the G-Bag Nation next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time to crosstalk with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you doing today?
Awesome, Majors. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, man. It's we have hit the weekend officially in 12 minutes or 6 minutes. I don't know. I don't know how to count. Nobody knows.
5 hours for us.
Oh, yeah. Good luck to y'all on y'all's venture.
I'm kicking it off now, baby.
Nice.
Yeah, we got Crown up in the studio, so the weekend's already begun.
Nice. I appreciate that. Broadus, you won, by the way, Masterpiece of the Week this week.
Oh, thank you.
For your impressions of the women from MILF Manor this week.
We appreciate that. It's very nice to be a part of the show.
The ashtray.
You got a lucky strike over there.
That could be one of y'all's punishments is having to watch every episode of that thing.
Oh, how many we have?
Walchuck will self-sabotage his pigs.
I watched I'd sign up, part baby. Let's of go. Episode two. I believe it's probably going to be 8 or 10 episodes, but I couldn't get through the whole thing. I got through like getting to like the last 15 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I got to
feel bad watching this. It just feels dirty.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and it's not that entertaining.
I got to the first commercial break and I started watching it at the gym on the treadmill. And then I was like, ooh, I don't think I need to be doing this right now. So I went home. I was like, I don't want people seeing that I'm watching.
Pitching a tent on the trampoline.
That's exactly. Not why. That was
on the treadmill.
Downstairs mix.
That was not why. Okay. That was had nothing to do with it. I just didn't want them to see my screen.
Uh-huh. I probably want to be by myself when I watch that too.
You know what? That should be, like you said, should be a punishment or
or tweet about it.
Pleasure pain.
Yeah.
Now if you have to tweet about it.
Yeah, watch it and tweet about it.
Yeah. Live tweet it. Yeah.
I like that idea.
Some weird live tweets.
I'm down to go ahead and do the drawing now, boys.
Yeah.
Cruel and unusual. Have to watch that. Now, I buy you my free time.
Okay, yeah. It's get out in nature or something. Mike, do you have any bets to make with anybody else? Are y'all done?
Such a classy
It sounds
move.
Like...
What a move.
Gavin is betting 40 apiece on each game, right?
What?
Yeah.
And you're taking the favorites.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, as you call them, the bird turds.
The bird turds, yeah, Philadelphia.
And the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, and the Chiefs. And I'm very confident in those. Those are locks.
Okay.
You can put those away, maybe second mortgage it, something like that, get a loan from a loan shark. I don't know. But, you know, to me, it's pretty impressive what the Eagles do, and they're going to be able to attack what the Niners do best, and that is stopping the run. Jalen Hurts is not here for your run stopping. He's going to neutralize that. And then on the other side, like, I know the Bengals are rolling, but now Andy Reid and the Chiefs are not going to be overlooking them at all. They have them at home. And Patrick Mahomes is the best pocket quarterback in the NFL. So I know it sucks that he's not going to be able to move as much. He's still going to have a better game plan than they've ever had to make sure these Bengals don't get him 4 in a row. There's no way Patrick Mahomes loses to the Bengals 4 times in a row, Zach.
Not with Joe Shiesty, quarterback. You just watch out. I'm taking Niners to cover, baby. You can put me down for that, Mike. Unless you're also taking the Niners.
Wait,
Niners are getting points.
You're up $20.
Do you want me to do? You want me to go the full 20? I'll go the full 20.
No. When you're up in the playoffs, you don't get to bet.
Oh, you're bashing. You shut me down?
You're the house. You have to take the bet. The person has to try to get back to even.
What do you want me to do here? What are we doing? You want me to take the Bengals? Because I'll take the Bengals.
Oh, my gosh.
I was about to say, put your Knights on the line for your guys.
The Eagles on
Mike is about to put the Eagles right on you.
No! I am not taking that. I am not taking that. I will not rock with the Eagles, Mike.
This is awesome.
That is a no-no.
You have to climb.
Doesn't matter. You're up $20. You have to take the Eagles.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
He's got the initiative.
It's the rules.
It's the rules.
I can't bet against Gavin. Gavin's down $80. Whatever he says, I have to take.
Why do I have to accept a bet?
Because you're the house.
Yeah, it's
you're
part up. Of the game.
These are house rules.
Betting with Bassick.
This is ridiculous.
We all try to get to zero. At the end of the year, we either try to get to zero or we've done such dumb things in the playoffs.
What?
Owe hundreds of dollars.
I hate you.
We had some big payouts back in the day.
I can't stand you.
Yeah.
The things that I've sacrificed for
this guy bet 2 years ago $300 on a playoff.
You remember all those McDonald's
at Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Green Bay, Tampa Bay. Covered.
We were
at a party, like cheering for you, is what we were. Mike.
I was drinking a lot of whiskey at the time. Yeah. That day.
Dang it, Mike! You're putting me in such a terrible position.
Yeah, this is part of the betting with Bassick
Brock
situation.
Brock Purdy would be the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to make it to the Super Bowl as a rookie.
He's gonna do it.
Yeah, but you don't need him to make it to the Super Bowl, Mike. You just need him to cover.
I want them to win. I want San Francisco to win that game. I don't know how you guys are rooting. I can't root for the Eagles.
It's so, such a weird,
For all these years, I think Dan Marino made the Super Bowl as a rookie.
We all kind of did. Yeah, he made the championship game, right?
But he didn't even make his rookie year.
Years, I believe that Dan Marino in the San Francisco in 84.
That's what my dad said. But then 83, it's been 84? Brought up on television and everything. They're saying that was his second year.
It was his second year.
Was it? Okay. I know 83 was his. I didn't know if it was the 84. Because, you know, even January when they played the game, that's what I was
saying. Roethlisberger got close, but they didn't make it either.
All these years, I kind of thought that Dan Marino got there in the first year.
Sanchez got to the final or to the championship game, Joe but not Flacco. To the Super Bowl. Yeah. So, yeah, there were four,
Tulane,
four quarterbacks.
The Tulane guy. Yeah. What was his name?
J.P. Lossman?
No, for Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, Sean King.
Sean King made it. With Tampa Bay his rookie year, but didn't win the game to go to the Super Bowl.
Frontis, you just brought up Losman. Do you remember that game? I think it was Miami or like West Virginia where he just kept getting drilled in the face mask over and over, and I was like, that dude right there is going to be a stud.
Yeah, that was the trade that Buffalo made with us so that Marcus Spears.
Go.
That was the Buffalo trade for Marcus Spears.
Oh, year two.
Yeah, we ended up that
took
pick.
To Marcus Ware.
Yeah, we thought that was going to be
and
the
then
top.
Julius Jones in the second round. Yeah, we thought traded that was back. Passed on Steven Jackson.
Yeah, Steven Jackson's dad or uncle, somebody called the draft room while we were on the clock.
What? Like,
yeah, Marilyn Love walked in and goes, Jerry, Steven Jackson's uncle is on the phone. Jerry's like, tell him I'll call him back. You know, we end up like, yeah. But
oh, he was genuinely upset.
Well, the thing about it was he had a bad back. But then again, the doctor, sometimes you're at the mercy of, you know, they say, hey, he's got a bad back, bad knee. You can't draft the guy. So, happens.
Roll with the punches. What do you guys got coming up on the show, Graham?
Just
today?
Go bleep yourself. I just want you to know I hate you.
What if you win $20?
I don't even care about the money.
So if the Eagles win, at least you get more money, Wolchuk. Just ignore it.
Just give them the $20 now then. Just be like, never mind. Just give them the money, and then you don't have to root for the Eagles.
Get back down,
Or you can try to root for the Eagles all
weekend. I
don't
think Wolchuk's going to do this game next year. He's very upset. He's Bobby Carolla, Mavs.com, 4 o'clock.
Fantastic. All right, guys, y'all have a fantastic weekend.
Did he play
I look
for the
forward
Mavs
to
last
it.
Night?
Could have.
He might be playing tomorrow.
Kevin... could be recovered from the worst throat injury we've ever seen on Monday. We will find out then. Until then, you've been mastered.
How'd he hurt it?
Oh, yeah. You'll find out.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.